Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I'm speaking with Sebastian St. Louis. He's the CEO of Hexo Corp. The symbol is HEXO on the Toronto Exchange. Sebastian, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Sebastian, can you start off by telling us how you started the company and how you've evolved into the current business model?
Well, just over 5 years ago, my business partner Adam Murin and I founded Hexo as on the MMPR regulations in Canada, which was the medical cannabis regulations. And we've since evolved to be one of the largest adult use cannabis companies in the world, signing a $1 billion contract with the province of Quebec last year, and founding a partnership with Molson Coors for cannabis beverages worldwide, amongst a couple key successes.
So, you know, the company has been growing tremendously. You know, it looks like you reported over 6.6 million Canadian in revenue last quarter, October. So that's about six times what you did in 2017. So what's can you tell us about your branded product lines? You know, what's driving the growth in the company right now?
Yeah, so the quarter was tremendously exciting, and even more so because that big quarter was really off the back of 2 weeks of adult use sales in Canada. So our quarter ended October 31st. That was actually included just 2 weeks of sales, which was $5.2 million in 2 weeks, which is very exciting. So it's really this pent-up demand for adult use, legal, quality-controlled cannabis. It's a huge pent-up demand in Canada. Hexo has built a reputation for quality product, but also for innovation in cannabis products. So we are actually focused on delivering a full suite of non-smoked products. We've won Product of the Year now in Canada twice for specifically our Elixir product, which is a sublingual spray, a spray that fits in your pocket that you put under your tongue. It doesn't taste anything like cannabis. It's a great tasting peppermint flavor. It's dose controlled. It's shelf stable. No secondhand smoke. And so we've been able to kind of innovate this new non-smoke product that works fast, and people are really responding well to it. We have it under a couple different formulations. We've introduced some edible cannabis powders, which are a big deal in Canada because the edible legislation has yet to pass, but Hexo has edible cannabis powders on the shelf today, approved as dried cannabis. That's our D-Carb line. And of course, we're tremendously excited about the future, our partnership with Molson Coors, under which we are launching exclusively cannabis beverages, starting in Canada, but our intention is to take that worldwide, which should be an interesting growth catalyst on the back of what's happening in the U.S.
So before we get into the Molson deal, I want to ask you about the spray that you mentioned. Are there other products like this, or are you the only guys doing this right now?
We were the first, we have a patented solution around the taste profile and the delivery. So the peppermint flavor is really unique to Hexo. We were the first sublingual spray in Canada. We were the first to prove that it's possible. We're still one of the only ones. And preliminary information seems to suggest that Elixir is the best-selling single product in Canada today. Very, very proud of that. Customers seem to be latching on. Well, right now, I mean, the big product growth is really in advanced products. And when we look to our sublingual spray, Elixir, when we look to our edible cannabis powders, D-Carb, Elixir's success has been really phenomenal. Preliminary reports indicate that it's one of the best-selling products in Canada as a single SKU. And so we're very proud of what our R&D team has been able to accomplish there.
And what about the medical cannabis as a percentage of the revenues?
Yeah, so our quarter ended October 31st was 5.2 million revenue on the adult use side, which leaves 1.6 million on the medical side. Definitely a huge increase in adult use. We anticipate go forward that the majority of our sales will be under use, have protected all our current patients to ensure they keep getting their medicine for years to come.
Wow, it's tremendous growth there. What about what about your development strategy for for other non-smokable products? Would you have other things in the pipeline?
Yeah, we have a pretty wide pipeline of new products. We like to keep the specifics close to our chest because we've been as one of the top innovators. I mean, we've won Innovator of the Year 2 years running at the Lyft Cannabis Awards here in Canada, and as being one of the top innovators, our competitors tend to copy us a lot. So we try to keep our ideas relatively buckled down until they're ready to launch and that they're ready to bake off. But in terms of broad categories, what I can share, we're very excited about edibles legislation that comes out in Canada in October 2019, under which we're expected to be able to do a whole range of foods, but also beverages, in which we've partnered with Molson Coors. And that really highlights the HEXO strategy of our model, which we're calling Powered by HEXO, to bring designer cannabis experiences, whether that's to get high or euphoria, to sleep, to pain management or anxiety management or anti-inflammatory effects. We are designing these cannabis-based experiences that could then be inserted into products that people already know and love. So take, for example, Coors Edge or Molson Excel, the alcohol-free beers on the Molson Coors side. But also when you start to look to other verticals like cosmetics, when you look to other verticals like confectionery or foods, HEXO's path to market is to develop really robust R&D around the actual cannabis experiences, and then to provide that technology to partners that have these amazing world-class brands and distribution so that we can rapidly grow the HEXO and Powered by HEXO brand.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you about the Molson details, the specifics, but it looks to me like you're kind of going the Powered by Intel approach. Are you planning to have all your deals, would they be like co-branded where they would say like HEXO Inside or Powered by HEXO?
So absolutely, we have a HEXO core group of products, which includes award-winning products we have on the market today, like our Elixir sublingual spray and our Geek Up cannabis powder. But in new verticals like beverages, we've partnered with great companies like Molson. On the cosmetics side, we want to partner with another Fortune 500 that's specialized in that. On the consumer packaged goods side, we want to do the same. And the idea is that Powered by HEXO, across product categories, consumers will be able to come shop for that cannabis experience that they know and love in the product format that they want to choose.
The Molson label will have your name on it, though, right?
The products that HEXO provides and for the technologies that we put in will have Powered by HEXO on it at the minimum, and the products that are part of HEXO Core will be branded HEXO. Yes.
Okay. So, tell us about the Molson deal. What are the specifics of that?
So the specifics of the Molson deal, so it's a JV. So we chose a JV agreement because we were very cognizant of the proper deployment of capital, and we didn't want to create artificial dilution for our shareholders. More importantly, we really wanted to focus the management team around building a top quality beverage company that had all the benefits of cannabis. And so what we did is we created Truss, which is under the leadership of Brett Vai, a phenomenal CEO from a Molson background, that understands beverage through and through and understands the consumer experience and the consumer occasions. And that's very important when you're designing drinks because it's important to understand how people will consume these products and then to not only have the great cannabis experience that the consumer is looking for, but also to brand it appropriately to fit into that consumer occasion so that people know that, if they're going out for a sports event, for example, they would want a Powered by HEXO anti-inflammation, but they would want that to taste like an isotonic or something that tastes like, that has a great taste like a Gatorade, like a sports drinks, for example. So that's why we chose that structure. It's split 57.5% in Molson Coors' favor, 42.5% 100% in HEXO's favor in terms of economics, and that matches the investment. So we're both in, we're investing proportionately, and we're taking back profit out of that company proportionately as well. All the IP or the intellectual property around the Powered by HEXO experiences is remaining within HEXO. And so we are building value within HEXO there. And the sales and marketing is happening at the JV level, so at the trust level. And trust has the ability to lever brands from both parent organizations, sort of bring in Molson Coors brands and to also bring in HEXO brands as they grow to market.
So the drinks or the beverages, how will they be sold and distributed? Through Molson? Through Molson's channels or how?
Well, it's a hybrid. So in Canada, HEXO itself is bringing Canadian cannabis distribution. So on a province-by-province basis, we've built a great national chain of distributions. We're the preferred supplier for the province of Quebec, which is a 10 million person market. And when we go outside of Canada, we anticipate that we will use Molson's distribution network. So as we start to look to the U.S. and off the back of the Farm Act, which should allow us to legally address certain cannabinoids that are non-psychoactive, like CBD, CBG, we anticipate that we'll be able to lever both Molson's distribution in the U.S., but also their infrastructure, gaining us a strong competitive edge against multi-state operators in the U.S.
And when will these beverages be launched?
So beverages in Canada are expected to launch in October 2019, so we're looking forward to that. And we're keeping a close eye on the developments with the Farm Bill in the U.S. Because beverages could theoretically launch before in the U.S. before they launch in Canada.
Okay. And so how are your products, how are you selling, where are they sold right now? How are you selling the product line?
Today, our products are sold all throughout Canada through two main channels. So we have a medical direct-to-consumer channel. So that's a national mail order program by which patients obtain a prescription through their doctor and then buy through HEXO.com. And then we also go through our provincial government distributors. So we have relationships now with all the major markets in Canada under which we ship to government distributors. And then that is both an online order and in-store purchase model. And I would emphasize as well that we've signed $1 billion contract with the province of Quebec over the next 5 years, so giving us some very nice revenue visibility.
It's very interesting. Can you tell us about the growing operations? You know, how much you're producing now, and I think you have some expansion plans as well in that area.
Yeah, well, it's really exciting to share now that those expansion plans are now a reality, Jack. Just last month, I was talking about how we were planning to be so such and such size. We had a great Christmas present from Health Canada, our regulator here, which in December issued our license on our next 1 million square feet. So cultivation operations are currently 1.3 million square feet of licensed production space. And we estimate that production will reach 108,000 kilograms annually.
Wow. 108,000 kilograms. And at what point will you be producing that?
We expect to hit that run rate within the year. First harvest out of that new 1 million foot facility should be sometime in May. And we anticipate to walk into the full ramp, sometime between May and the end of the year.
Okay. Everybody's talking about, cannabis becoming, commoditized. What's your strategy to kind of move up the value chain?
I think that's incredibly, it's something I've been talking about, is the commoditization of the flower and the base molecules. I've been talking about it for years now. When we look at the spot price for dried cannabis in Canada today, the spot price is actually above the wholesale price, which is a bit strange in a market dynamic. Just shows you how the demand has really outpaced supply here, and how there's a bit of a capital markets throw-in that's changing that pricing dynamic. But I believe, and we're modeling and preparing for $1.50 a gram cannabis by 2021. So a huge reduction in the spot price. And we anticipate that the spot price will be the same as the wholesale price in 2021. With that, this is why we're doubling down on research and development. We're doubling down on innovation. We are introducing patent-protected products. We now have the second largest intellectual property basket in Canada, we believe. We don't have full information here, but we believe we're right behind Canopy in terms of being able to build technology around our cannabis, because really long term, what HEXO wants to deliver is the cannabis powered experiences powered by HEXO. And we believe that by introducing that in branded products that are patent protected, that'll allow us to keep very healthy margins long term so that we can achieve kind of that 50% gross margin that some of the global Fortune 500 CPGs are able to achieve.
Okay. So your revenues, I guess, the October numbers, got a little bit thrown off increased in a way because of the legalization. But you were, at that point, you were on a 25, 30 million run rate. I'm assuming it's going to be significantly higher at this point because of the adult sales.
Well, when we look at demand, the demand is tremendously exciting. We asked our provincial channel partners, what sort of demand they would have for HEXO product should we have unlimited capacity. And the number was staggering. It was way, way higher than what our projections currently show today. Now, obviously, we don't have unlimited production today, but I think something conservative. And you took our 108,000 kilogram capacity, and you take a very conservative wholesale price of $4 a gram, you can start to build a revenue model that looks pretty compelling for investors.
Okay, that's a good point. At what point do you expect to reach break even and start reporting profits? Looks like you've invested a lot in marketing in the past quarters.
Well, the past quarter, our marketing spend certainly increased. Long term, we want marketing spend to be dialed in to look a lot like a CPG company. So we wouldn't expect much more than 7% of our revenue in terms of marketing. I think what's going to be a much larger impact is R&D and innovation spend. And you're going to start to see that increase significantly over the following quarters, to the point that it's hard to pin down profitability. If I were to say we're going to stay the course, stay steady, and simply not reinvest in ourselves, we'd be profitable pretty quick. But since we're going to be reinvesting heavily in product research and R&D to give us that long-standing competitive edge, we'll have to hold tight on the specific profitability numbers for a while.
Okay. So that leads us into, it looks like you have right now 200 million plus liquid assets. What are your plans for deploying this capital? Are you looking at M&A opportunities? It's going to be internal growth? Like what are the plans for the next 12, 18 months?
Yeah, well, we've recently made an investment in a large manufacturing facility in Belleville, Ontario. So that's 2 million square feet of manufacturing space. We've started off by occupying 580,000 square feet of that. And that is all being fit up as a center of excellence for everything cannabis and innovation. And so as part of that, that's a huge investment there. Some of that includes some M&A activity by which we're taking a look at smaller firms that have compelling IP that can be made stronger by bringing it under the HEXO umbrella. So between our internal research and innovation, design and engineering budget, the fit-ups at Belleville, and some potential M&A, we think that most of that capital is pretty much spoken for already. We certainly look forward to the next phase of growth.
Now, when you mentioned the manufacturing facility, this is separate from growing. This is like the branded products, I'm assuming.
HEXO, really, when you think of HEXO now, you almost have to think of it in terms of five different facilities. We have a 1.3 million square foot licensed cultivation facility here in Gatineau, Quebec, a 58,000 square foot distribution center in Montreal, for which we do all the distribution for the province of Quebec, not just for HEXO, but for all licensed producers. This is in Quebec, in downtown Gatineau. plus a 2 million square foot manufacturing and innovation center of excellence in Belleville, Ontario. And then, of course, our latest international expansion, which is a 350,000 square foot greenhouse and operation center that we've set up in Greece, in Europe, as part of our setup to enter the UK and French markets.
Okay. So it looks like you have some pretty good production capacity at this point.
We have one of the best production platforms in Canada today. And I think as we continue to execute on that, and as we continue to be able to post incremental quarters that show the progress that we're making, we're really looking forward to our shareholders being able to realize that value in the stock price, as well as we start to close kind of the valuation gap with some of the market cap leaders.
Sebastian, speaking of that, what's the status of the New York Stock Exchange listing? I think that this was something that was in the works for a while.
Yeah, so we announced in December that we're all approved, and we're just waiting for a trading date at this point from New York Stock Exchange. So a couple logistics still to go. We are expecting that trading date sometime in January. So any day now, we should be listed HEXO on NYSE.
That's very exciting.
We're looking forward to it. Absolutely.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges and opportunities in front of you over the next year?
Well, the largest challenge is one we're very familiar with, and that is one of speed. HEXO is a very young company. We're a $1 billion startup, and we have to keep the best of that startup mentality, ability to pivot rapidly, ability to innovate, while also putting in place solid governance and continuing to govern ourselves responsibly and to protect shareholder capital. So it's very important to hold on to the good pieces of a startup while putting in very robust processes that allow us to become a Fortune 500 company. The biggest opportunity, I think, in the future is in advanced cannabis products such as beverages, edibles, vapes. And when I look at what HEXO is developing through our model of Powered by HEXO, is the ability to provide a consistent cannabis experience that delivers in a very short amount of time to our clients an experience that they can come to trust, that they can know how it works, when it'll work, how fast it works. That's the opportunity that I see. And to join that with world-class distribution and brands, such as we've started with Molson Coors, but there's all other interesting partnerships in the works that I'm looking forward to be able to talk about in the coming months. That's really the tremendous opportunity here, is the opening up of a global marketplace for cannabis products that we've never seen this before in any other industry, and it's really exciting.
Definitely. Can you tell us about, your background and also some of your other key team members?
We really have a phenomenal team, and I almost feel like it's doing the company a disservice to just talk about my background. So thank you for asking. And there's a lot of people to go through, so I'll spare you the long list, but I would invite anyone listening to go to hexocorp.com, and you go to our investor page and our deck, and you'll be able to go through the various bios. I will say that we have such varied backgrounds as an ex-health minister from British Columbia, to marketing people that have done from Cott's Beverages to Puma Shoes to Carell Corp. So very varied experience. We've got a German engineer running our operations, and then myself have come through the financial sector and then the manufacturing sector, being the CEO at an auto parts company prior to this, and an MBA by training.
Okay. So maybe if we can recap, what are the key milestones that you have over the next 12 months that investors should really keep an eye on?
I think the next big milestone will definitely be getting our beverages in market. So we're starting to see that. We've seen some tremendous numbers in the first 2 weeks of adult use sales in October. It was really interesting to see Health Canada publish their number of how many tons were actually shipped in that month on both in medical and adult use. And that total total number of sales was about 7,200 kilograms of dried product, you know, for the month of October. Well, what's interesting is when you overlay actual HEXO sales for the month of October on that, you see we're already at a 13% market share just starting off. So I think that's very exciting. And as the market, we start to see more quarters come out from our competitors, we'll start to really be able to model out what the true market share is go forward. And I'm very confident that HEXO can deliver much better than that to approach kind of one of these top class CPG companies north of 20% market share. So I think that's an important milestone. I think the international milestones, so the ability to continue to execute on our plans in Greece, the UK, and France. But then beyond that, who are the partners going to be? We've also already proven out that Molson Coors has selected us as their exclusive cannabis beverage partner. We're very excited to be able to introduce more Fortune 500 companies as partners. Of course, trading on NYSE is a very near-term catalyst, which should be interesting to take a look at. And I'm sure that the exciting world of cannabis will bring us something new as well that we haven't anticipated that we can talk about in the next few weeks.
Sebastian, my last question to you is, in your opinion, what are the top three reasons why investors should consider your stock today?
I think I always go back to the very first thing, and this is something I can't shake. All my training has always been as a value investor. So the very first thing is value and protecting the downside. And when I do a model on the existing revenue visibility at HEXO, it's one of the most robust in the cannabis space anywhere on the planet. We've got a $1 billion contract with a AAA government receivable. When you look at what that means in 2021 and you work this back on a CPG multiple, it's hard to imagine a world where investors would lose money. So that's the first part. The second part is when you look at the opportunity in the cannabis sector, and then you look at relative valuation. And I think if you look at HEXO's market share versus its market cap, it's easy to see that there's definitely a relative value play to do here. If you look at some of the top cannabis names by market cap, they can trade upwards of 300 times forward revenue. HEXO is still at a very conservative analyst consensus of, say, 30x, which, again, is backed up by contracts that are signed and existing today. The third part is that HEXO has really a really great governance model, and that allows us to go get world-class partners, Fortune 500 companies like Molson Coors, where reputation is very important and taken seriously. And so I think that will allow us to continue out executing our competitors, going to market rapidly with top innovative products, and we look forward to proving that out.
Sebastian, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to following your story in the months ahead.
Jack, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for your time.